conflict can bring up a lot of stuff for parents. Whether it's conflict between ourselves and our partners, ourselves and our child, if we have more than one child, conflict between the two children, maybe it's with family members or friends, or maybe it's just conflict inside of ourselves. Embracing conflict as an opportunity to deepen our own values and skills, to model our values, to share appropriate pro-social behavior, to clarify boundaries and hold them. There are so many opportunities in conflict, and when we naturally resist conflict because it doesn't feel good, sometimes we miss out on these opportunities. So today, I'd like to invite you to consider conflict as an opportunity, to embrace conflict as an opportunity in your parenting and life experience. Not to necessarily invite conflict in, that can lead to other issues. So if you find yourself in that kind of a space, that's something to be aware of, and maybe consider transitioning that tendency to invite conflict to instead embrace the opportunities available in conflict. Today's meditation is going to be just a gentle experience in noticing how we respond to conflict and transitioning that response. I invite you to bring your attention into this moment, gently allowing any distractions to be what they are, any thoughts or sounds, sensations. Allow them to have their meaning and allow them to have that dual purpose of directing you into the breath, into this moment, reminding you of your breath that is always here and available for you to tune into. Gently notice the slowing down that happens when you become aware of your breath and body. And allow yourself to really rest here in this awareness for a few moments, gently bringing your attention back to the breath as needed. When you're ready, bring to mind a recent conflict you experienced. Possibly with your child or your partner or your children. And as you just slowly, gently observe, really notice what occurs in your body when you observe this conflict. Notice if your breath quickens, if there's tension in certain places. Allow your attention to deeply enter the breath. Gently come to these sensations and awareness of how you react to conflict just instinctively. This is the brain and nervous system's way of keeping you safe, of trying to keep the situation in order and control. And it's not bad. It's just what's here for you right now. So as you bring your gentle attention to this reaction, Notice what happens. Notice if there's intensifying or softening, dispersing of the tension. Whatever happens for you. Bringing to mind this conflict again. And as you are aware of your breath and body, consider looking at this conflict as an opportunity to bring about more of what you want in your life. So an opportunity to model your values, to model the behavior you want to teach, to deepen your connection with yourself or this person. Notice what happens if you consider conflict in this light. What happens in your body? What kind of a response would you bring with this view? If you were to allow any resistance to fall away or to the side, what response do you have to this conflict now? If you find that you're still really tense and reactive, it's okay. This takes practice. Just allow your attention to gently rest in the breath. And thank yourself for being willing to meet conflict at all, for being willing to consider another view of conflict, and what you can do differently when conflict arises and it feels challenging to address. Boundaries are not always easy to declare and hold in a compassionate way. So there's plenty of work to do around conflict, and today I just invite you to notice how you respond instinctively and to bring some awareness to how you'd like to respond when conflict arises. And when you're ready, take a deep breath, gently open your eyes, and take in your surroundings.